right? It's the corruption and bondage of death. But hey, if you can put sin to death, that's good. See, we put sin in the ground, we can bury that. Imagine if you could take all the embarrassing and rotten and stupid things you ever did in your life and bury it. And see, the thing is, on earth, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, the record out there, man. I've done things. I, you know, there was women I've been with a long time ago, you know, but there was pictures I looked at, drugs I did, things I said. People remember that stuff. Even false doctrines I taught. People will remember me as that guy who taught the weird stuff. When I was young and stupid and falling with false teachers, right? And people remember that, and the sin goes on. I mean, how can I get rid of that? Christ's blood, that's how. He puts it all far from you. And the only way that really counts, the sight of God, he can put that all away. Because he does have goggles he puts on when you have faith. And when you receive the promises of God, by faith, all the promises. Let me qualify that. Not just like, I will be saved at the end of my existence. When the lake of fire comes, I'll be saved. I want to be saved today, tomorrow, the next day, and every day. Deliver me from the body of death, from the sin that so doth easily beset us round about. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Ah, it's interesting there. It says, we're going to also live. Because live, it's not enough just to be dead to sin. You got to live. You got to live unto something. Live unto what? Live unto righteousness. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. He's not dying anymore. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But he liveth. In that he liveth unto God. See, that's the thing. Jesus Christ is alive right now. He's still alive. And he's making intercession for us. He's abiding as a priest in the heavenlies, offering and serving us to God. Obtaining the favor for us, the gifts we need. Oh, Jesus, help me. Let me fulfill these things. For in that he died in sin once, but he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye. That means, you know, estimate. You look at yourself. You count yourself also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Okay. I won't, right? But as man knows, people, that's where people say, like, okay, well, I'll try. I know I can't do it by myself. How do you, it says, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Don't do it. But yield yourselves unto God. Okay, how do you accomplish it? There's only one way I know. Only one way I know. Ask it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. And what do we say? Well, I did. I prayed about it all day yesterday and then it happened again today. And I say, seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given you. Knock and it shall be given. Oh, wait, I've been seeking it for years now. It's been 12 years. I'm like, well, I saw it for 14 years of drugs. And you know what? It took 14 years to get rid of it. Maybe you need a couple more years. I mean, gosh, I think about all the things other people had to put up with. I think about all God has to put up with. I mean, he didn't just suffer with me for 14 years. He's been suffering with me for 35 years. 35 years he's been suffering along with me, putting up with my sin. And I suck. Am I going to put up? Well, you know what? Ask. If a man ask a fish, if a son ask his father a fish, will he give him a stone? If he ask him for bread, will he give him a serpent? I think I actually got that inverted, but whatever. He's going to give him something bad for something good. A father who loves, because the father does love. He loves us. That's why he's giving us this grace. And this is what grace is about. It's about obtaining these things. These are not things that humanity can obtain on their own. If they were, we wouldn't need any of this stuff we've been reading. We wouldn't need all this stuff. God, God would just give us a bunch of commands. And we'd say, yes, sir, we'll do. And we'll just obey them. And we do it. We'd fulfill it. No problem. Right? That's exactly how it would be. If it was possible for man, we would do it then. And God would owe us, according to... But he determined, no, it's not going to be like that. It's actually going to be... Like, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God made it so tempting that it was really impossible for them to resist. They had the lust in their hearts. And the tree looked really good. There's not a man or a woman alive who wouldn't have done the same thing. Except for the man alive that dieth nevermore, the man in heaven. He answers to the first man, as it was taught in the previous chapter. So let not therefore sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. I've read that. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. I mean, it's like, imagine if you died and you came back. Whoa. And there's people who claim that they've been dead. You know, it's like, but I say they call it a near-death experience for a reason. Because none of them are really dead. See, they're just dreamers, honestly. They say, oh, but I saw that I was clinically dead. My heart stopped. It was like, it's like, no. If you want to believe in that junk, then you can yield, and you're a Christian, I'm assuming, you can yield to doctors the power to raise the dead. One of the tens of people don't believe you can raise the dead. When someone comes back after 3 days, and they tell me, you know, Jesus, and they tell, when Jesus came back after 3 days, do you know what he said? He said, don't hold me back. I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go and tell my brethren, etc., etc. I mean, I hadn't gone to see the Father. He went to hell when he died. I mean, he went into the ground. And death, as it says, when they die, their thoughts perish. It's like dreaming without sleep, man. That's what death is. It's the teaching of the scripture. Not going to get into it now. When I get to 1 Thessalonians, we will cover that extensively. Now we're talking about dead to sin. This is the kind of spiritual death that's interesting. See, Adam was dead. Yeah, he had a spiritual death. He was dead to righteousness. You know, as all men are dead to righteousness. But that's not anything like the second death or the first death. Those are totally different kinds of deaths. It's a symbolic death. It doesn't really, you know, I mean, a symbolic death is symbolic of something that's real. What the reality is of spiritual death is that you're a sinner. It's not a real death. It's like when you put sin to death, it's not a real death. What it is, it's just like you're not a sinner. You have righteousness. This is symbology. You know? People say, how do I put sin to death? Well, you just don't sin.